This is Senator Al Simpson. Congress decided it wanted a drug czar to fight for America on our war on drugs. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Ted, last fall, bare weeks before the general election, Congress grandly trumpeted that it passed a $2.7 billion drug bill. There is a tremendous need for such a bill, and I voted for it. That legislation calls for appointment of a drug czar to head the drug fight. We create the position, we direct the mission, and then we appropriate only a fraction of the funds that are needed for all of the myriad programs called for in the law. Not too clever. The real problem now is to set the priorities. Drug education should top the list. Enforcing and strengthening the law should come on its heels. The hottest battle is being waged in our inner city streets, so let's focus our efforts there. We need to continue common sense drug treatment programs and cut out those that are just not achieving real results.
Al, you used to be dead set against a drug czar, so it's good to see you finally supporting this reform. Republicans stonewalled the idea for years. We lost valuable leadership, time, and resources. President Reagan pocket vetoed a whole anti-crime bill a few years ago because it contained a drug czar provision. The problem is the confusion and duplication among the many federal agencies with anti-drug missions. Even on the narrow issue of drug interdiction at our border, three different agencies, Customs, the Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol, have conflicting operations that undermine the joint effort we need. Multiply that tenfold, Al, for all the other agencies involved in law enforcement, treatment, and education, and it's easy to see why, when we declared war on drugs, drugs won. Now, the 1988 drug bill offers a welcome fresh start. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the time bomb called the Electoral College. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.